In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christian, Will, Elias, Nathan, William, Henry. Today is a bittersweet day for you all. It is bitter because it's the last time you will sing in the front row of these choir stalls, probably. It is sweet because you are getting ready for a big adventure as you move on to high school. You have been part of the community of St. Thomas, of which the choir school has been your home from home for several years now. Living in community with the faculty and staff of the choir school and with the clergy and alongside the staff and the parishioners of the church means you've been part of a large family. And I hope St. Thomas Church will always feel like home to you. Now, 2 weeks ago, all six of you renewed your baptism vows before the bishop, and he confirmed you in your faith. You took your place as mature Christians, not only in the church, but also in the world. The baptismal covenant, you see, is not just about personal faith. The baptismal covenant includes promises about our responsibility to others and to the world in which we live. It's summed up in three promises at the end. Will you promise by word and example to proclaim the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? The time you have spent at our school and in our church has given you tools to put those promises into practice. Your tool bags are filled with all kinds of gifts and skills to help you in the future. And I'm not just talking about parsing verbs and algebra. As Jamie Floyd, in her address during the commencement exercises yesterday, reminded all six of you, one of the greatest tools you have is how you use your voice. And she gave the example of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and how to find a voice in her whisper. Perhaps I should get Henry to stand up and do it again. No, you don't have to. The mission of St. Thomas Church is to worship, love, and serve our Lord Jesus Christ through the Anglican tradition and our unique choral heritage. Now, you might not be putting your ruffs on anymore, and you might be quite pleased about that. And you will find yourselves in different communities in the future. But the first part of our mission, you can promote wherever you are, even if you're not in an Anglican community, and even if you're not singing, to worship, love, and serve Jesus through your own voice, putting it into action. Today, my friends, we keep the Feast of Corpus Christi when we give thanks for the Eucharist. Now, I have to say, it's a bit of a misnomer in the Anglican world to describe today as the day of thanksgiving for the Eucharist. That's what you'll find in most Anglican calendars, not Corpus Christi, but Day of Thanksgiving for the Eucharist. And it's a misnomer because, as you know from your Greek lessons, although we didn't have acolytes this year, so maybe you haven't done much Greek, the Greek word for Eucharist, the Greek word Eucharist, means thanksgiving. So we are giving thanks for Thanksgiving. St. Thomas is often described as a community with the Eucharist at its heart, and we celebrate the Eucharist here in church every day. It is the pattern of our life together as a community, which is why we can also be described as a Eucharistic community. In other words, we are a community characterized by a life of thanksgiving. As we were going to the reception after the celebration in church yesterday at the grade 8 boys' graduation, Miss Floyd was walking with me on the steps of the stairway, and she said to me she wondered if she should have actually talked to the boys about kindness. Oh no, I said. That is one thing that our school teaches from the very beginning of their arrival and puts it into practice. We may be a boys' school, but we teach boys to be kind. Kindness, boys, is another tool in your tool bag, and don't be afraid of using it. Yes, Henry, William, Nathan, Elias, Will, and Christian. Henry, you never thought I was going to put you at the beginning, did you? As you leave us and enter the next stage of your lives, you will encounter indifference and apathy, and people who don't even want to try to sing. You may also encounter more disturbing things: prejudice, bitterness, mistrust, or even hate. And that's when you need to remember that you have been formed in a community that has thanksgiving at its heart. The greatest antidote to apathy is joy. The greatest weapon against prejudice is kindness. Isn't that why Dr. King said it should be a way of non-violence? Resist the temptation to go with the flow. Stand up for what you hold dear and what you promised before the bishop and the whole church 2 weeks ago, and continue to worship, love, and serve Jesus even when you are not singing with your voice. Now, the Eucharist has a number of rites within it: gathering, praying, making peace, dismissing. There are two main parts of the service: the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. In the first, which we're celebrating at the moment, we hear the stories of our faith, always culminating in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus, the good news. And we all turn to listen to the good news of Jesus. And we respond to those stories with psalmody, hymns, alleluias, the creed, prayers, and the breaking open of those stories through the sermon, connecting them to the world in which we now live. The second part of the service, which is coming shortly, is when we take the bread and the wine and place them on the altar, and we pray what we describe in our service leaflet as the Great Thanksgiving. You see, my friends, the Eucharistic prayer is a pattern for the Christian life, for within that thanksgiving is what we have described for many years as the fourfold action of the Eucharist. The bread and wine are taken, they're offered. They are blessed or consecrated. The bread is broken, and then they are shared in communion. Christian, William, Elias, Nathan, William and Henry, that is the pattern of the Eucharist, of the great thanksgiving that is now the pattern of your lives as you leave this community. You see, it would be so easy for you to be proud of all you've achieved, proud of all your gifts and talents and achievements, of the tools that you take with you, and to guard them jealously, keeping them just to yourselves. But that's selfish. It's not what you've been taught in school, and it's not what you've been taught in church. Keep those things close to you, and they won't make any difference to others. Use them for the benefit of others, and you can potentially change the world. Yes, Henry, William, Nathan, Elias, Will, and Christian, your lives need to be offered, blessed, yes, broken, in order to be shared, just like the bread and the wine of the Eucharist. And in so doing, you will be fulfilling your baptismal promises and honoring the mission of St. Thomas Church to worship, love, and serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I want to talk particularly to those of you who are joining us online today. You too are part of our Eucharistic community. And I know how many of you have a sense of belonging to this wonderful place, this wonderful community here in New York. Many of you participate online with us in all kinds of things, from Bible study to our pilgrims course, to education classes, to daily prayer and worship. Now of all times, we need your help. Our choir school is a jewel in the crown of our liturgical life. It is also a cultural icon in this city and the only such school left in North America where the choristers make up the student body, and 90% of the cost of running the school comes from the parish's invested funds and from annual giving. And a lot of people take it for granted. For 105 years, we have celebrated the difference that this school has made to children's lives, and it has enriched the worship not only of this place, but of New York, and inspired people all over the country and all over the world. We need you now. Because you know the time has come to change the way we finance this cherished part of our institution. We're often proud to say that we're one of only two such institutions left in the world, here in Westminster Abbey. Well, there's a reason for that. No one can afford it anymore. How wonderful that we are still a vibrant community after 105 years. If you treasure this tradition, we need your help and your support. If we continue to work together, we will be able to keep the core of our cherished tradition alive and well, but properly financed for the next 100 years. It's not just fiscally prudent, my friends. It is a fiduciary responsibility of the vestry. Yes, it will mean some things will have to change. But change does not have to be something to be feared. Change can be an opportunity for growth and a discovery of renewed purpose and mission. And that's why we're doing all of this exploration in the public domain and not behind closed doors. Only the other day, a cherished boarding school of 135 years existence announced its closing at the end of this term. And we're not doing that. Over these coming months, we are committed to finding a way forward, and we want you, especially those who are part of our online community, and there are thousands of you, to be part of that renewed sense of purpose and mission. Henry, stand up. William, stand up. Nathan, stand up. Elias, stand up. Will, stand up. Christian, stand up. May God continue to bless you. Thank you for all you have given to St. Thomas Church over these past years. It has been a joy getting to know you. May your commitment be an inspiration to others, and may your singing be only a small part of your ability of using your voice to change the world. Amen.